After the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, he formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, at which time the man became a living being. God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to take care of it. God said to the man,
"You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die."
Hey man, you got a big guy. You don't have to tell me twice, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me write that down. Note to self, do not eat from the tree of knowledge. That is a bad thing. I gotcha. One question though, God. You have formed out of the ground all of the beasts of the field and all of the birds in the air. You brought them to me to see what I would name them. Whatever I called each living creature, that was his name. But for me, no suitable helper can be found. You know, I was kind of thinking, can you provide me with a companion?
I can provide you with the perfect mate. Sleep now, and when you wake, I will present my most beautiful gift to you.
That's a good idea. I am kind of tired. Good night.
God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of Adam's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man.
Woo! Ah! What a refreshing nap! Ah! Good morning, God. Boy, what's going on today?
Hello, Adam.
Wow. Hello to you. My. Who have we here?
Woo! Oh, man!
She is for you, Adam. She is the companion I promised you. I formed her from your own flesh and bones while you were sleeping. She is the most beautiful and precious gift I have given you so far.
Ooh. A stunning beauty indeed. She is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she is taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two will become one flesh. You, my precious darling, will be named Eve, because you will become the mother of all the living. Come, my darling, let me show you around the Garden of Eden and your new home.
One day, Eve was attending a different part of the garden alone when she was confronted by the devil in the form of a serpent.
Hello there, Eve.
Oh, who said that?
I did, Eve. That is your name, is it not?
Yes, it is. How did you know that?
I know everything. I know all about you, Adam, and even God.
You do? That's impossible. How could you?
It's simple. The fruit from the tree of knowledge, of course. If you eat from it, you will become wise and all-knowing, just like me.
We aren't supposed to eat from that tree.
Did God really say you must not eat from any tree of the garden?
We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it, or you will die.
You must not touch it, or you will surely die. Whatever. That's not true. That's got to be the biggest bunch of baloney I've heard in this garden.
What?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Listen, you will not surely die. God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. Trust me. Go check it out for yourself.
Well, you do have a point there. Those apples do look very delicious. Seeing as though we can eat from any other tree in this garden, I don't see how one apple from one tree could make any difference.
Exactly. Don't you want to be wise like God?
Well, that would be nice. Knowing everything God knows, I'll just take a teensy-weensy little bite.
That's it.
This is very good. Adam! Honey, come here.
Sure, dear. What is it? Oh my goodness, Eve! What are you doing? We're not supposed to eat off that tree!
Don't worry about it. It's okay. The serpent already explained that to me, that we really won't die. They are like some kind of weird and powerful magic apples. If we eat them, we'll be all-knowing, just like God. I ate some and look at me!
Well, I don't claim to be an expert in this kind of thing, but you don't look dead to me.
Yeah. Here, take a small bite.
Well, if you insist. Whoa. What's happening?
I don't know. I don't feel so good.
So long, suckers! And by the way, don't forget to cover up. You could catch a cold.
What did he mean by that, Eve? Oh my goodness! I'm naked!
Don't be silly. Oh my goodness, I'm naked too.
Here, grab a few of these fig leaves. Here, let's sew them together to cover ourselves. Oh, it's not much, but Elise and me helped to cover our shame.
Shh, listen. Who is that in the garden?
I don't know. It's God. He's looking for me. He is sure to find out what we have done.
Adam? Where are you? Adam!
I am here. I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
Who told you that you were naked?
Well, I,
Have you eaten from the tree that I have commanded you not to eat from?
Well, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
What have you done?
It wasn't my fault. The serpent deceived me, so I ate.
Serpent!
Thanks a lot, Eve.
Because you have done this, you will be cursed above all livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life.
That's what you get, you lying serpent.
And you, Eve. With pain, you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
Serves her right for giving me that apple. I think I got some stuck in my throat. Well, now that that's taken care of.
And to you, Adam. To you, I am the most disappointed. Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree which I have commanded you not to eat, cursed is the ground because of you. It will produce thorns, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground for where you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. You must not be allowed to reach your hand out to also eat from the tree of life, to live forever. I must now banish you both from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which you were taken.
I'm sorry for getting us into all this trouble. Because of me listening to the serpent, we can never go back to Eden.
No, my love. I was also to blame. He commanded me not to eat, and I did. It was my fault as well. We could have resisted the serpent's lies and have obeyed God. We should have known God would never keep anything from us.
What do we do now? Is this the end?
No, not quite, my dear. I'm afraid this is only the beginning.